Rabbi Yossimo.
Yeah, right. Good evening, Rabbi Yossimo. Right. Okay, so now Hilchos Stocker, it's a big zechus to speak about Hilchos Stocker with the Olam. It's a very chosheva inyan. I mean, the emphasis is with Hilchos Stocker, we often sometimes get mixed feelings about how to act when it comes to Hilchos Stocker. We sometimes hear extreme stories in Hilchos Stocker that sometimes sends us a bit flying. We're not sure how to deal with it. You know, we sometimes hear the story, especially when it comes to sukkahs, we hear the story about the person, the tzaddik, who collected money for his esrog, and then on the way to the shop, he sees a poor person, and he gives all the money to the poor person. We're sometimes not sure how to deal with the Hilchos Stocker. You know, it doesn't mean I have to take out my checkbook and start writing money that I don't have. It might sound, when we see every single Indian on Aleifonoi, it's worth going through, Be'ezus Hashem, going through a geshmak l'inyonim of Hilchos Stocker's moedik. I think the first and most important halacha to know, it's not much of a halacha, it's just a fact, is that stocker is a mitzvah min haTorah. Sounds like I'm saying a chiddush. But you have to realize that many, many things that we do, many things that we spend money on, does not achieve a mitzvah deraisa. The moshel this year, we spent money on our Arba Minim. Not every year Arba Minim is deraisa. This year it fell on Shabbos. It comes with shanas. We spend some money, kefi the ganze mishpocha, for shanas. It's a minik, right? You have to realize, to put things into perspective, the maisa, many things that we do is not deraisa, right? We spend money on wine for kiddush and avdolah. That to make kiddush on yain is not deraisa. Even those who hold that kiddush is deraisa. Oh, but to make it ala yain is not deraisa. Just to put things into perspective, the money that comes out your bank account and you buy things with it, how many things are you makayim a mitzvah deraisa? Whereas when it comes to over here, it's posha, every 50 pence, every pound, every small donation is a mitzvah deraisa. Again, it's not easy to achieve a mitzvah deraisa. Think about it, we've discussed it many times, how many mitzvahs in a day does a person achieve in any given day mitzvah deraisa? We made the chashon about 6 or 7 mitzvahs, not so many. Even tefillah is a machloikas, whether it's deraisa or not. The first nekuda is to know that every single small donation is a mitzvah deraisa. As Kedekach, the Rishonim asked the Kasha, that why do we not make a bracha on stocker before giving a bit of a donation? A person should make a bracha. Asher Kedushanim says stocker, but Sivanu losses stocker. Why didn't we find a bracha on it? The Rashba says, because you have to, it depends on another person. Anything that you do that needs the recognition, that needs the consent of the other person to receive the stocker, Mamela could be a bracha levatola. You need it, if you need him to receive it, you might want to give it, and you make a bracha, and then he says, no, actually, I'm not going to take the money, then it's a bracha levatola. That's what the Rashba says. We don't make a bracha when it comes to giving stocker. More of a chassidish pshat, which has got a lot of truth in it, is that it can't be that you have a poor person, a person who's needy, comes to you and you start making a brocha, it's a bizoyan for him, you start making a brocha, please, you wash your hands, start making a brocha for it, so it's a shtickle of bizoyan. That's what we find in a gear to making a brocha. Sorry? He's right, exactly, why make a brocha? The person's already passed out. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Every Shay in Hilchos Stocker starts off with a Loshon of the Tur, and the Tur famously says, "This is not only is this mitzvah of Stocker a mitzvah min haTorah, like we just explained, but it's a mitzvah deraisa, better, more important than any other mitzvah." This is what the Tur writes. Ma'oid ma'oid tzorich lizohir bo yoisa mikol mitzvah saseh. You have mitzvah saseh mezuzah, of tkin shofa, arba achlis, putting on tefillin, but the mitzvah stocker, a person should be more careful than any other mitzvah. What's the reason why a person should be more careful on stocker more than any other mitzvah? And the Torah's got a big arichas. The first one's very interesting, he says, because it could lead to shvichas domim. That person, if he's not, if he doesn't give the oni what he needs straight away, then it could lead to shvichas domim. That's an interesting one. Then he says another reason is because it's a similar zera avroham. It defines what a yid is, that a person who's a yid, he's a zera avroham, he is a person who gives, it's a siman that he's mizera shel avroham. And the third mikuda he brings is that it's maybe the geula, that we know the Gemara in Sanhedrin Taka says, ein Yerushalayim niftis, how are we putting Yerushalayim out of the state as it is now? Is elo bitstoka, right? Shanema tzim b'mishpat, yipadu b'shvem bitstoka, that's the famous loshon, that's the third mikuda of geula. So we've got shvichas domim, siman that a person's a mizera avroham, and the geula. Then it's a very interesting one. This is what the Torah says. That giving stocker besides for it being mitzvah d'oraisa, is actually, it's like tshuva, it's like, it's mechapa. It does kaporasa, it actually gives kaporasa avonos, and everyone brings down this story. Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings it in a Sefer Derech Emunah, and the Chofetz Chaim brings it in a Sefer Avos Chesed, that the story was Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai was walking out of Yerushalayim at the time that of the Churban Habayis. The Beis HaMikdash was in flames. Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai started walking outside Yerushalayim. Reb Yeshua, who was a Talmud of Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, tapped him on the shoulder. He tapped him on the shoulder. He says, "Re'ei Beis HaMikdash, Chorev. Look at the Beis HaMikdash is Chorev. Mokem shemechap ma'avneisein shel Yisrael." He was very upset about it. What are we going to do? Where are we going to get the kapara from? Omale bani, my son, al yer beinecha. Don't be so upset. Yesh lo kapara acheres. We have a different one, sheikam moisa, which is the same. And this is gimelis chasodim stocker. You give him stocker to a poor person. This is mechapa. And Aboisai, I have to share with you something so powerful. I found an extremely powerful point. This is a halacha, a whole simon in Shulchan Aruch, a simon in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Nun Dalet. A ganzer simon in Shulchan Aruch that says, you're not allowed to take stocker from a goy. Right? If a goy is happily to give to poor people, he would happily give, sign off a check for £1,000, £10,000, it's also to receive money from poor people. You can't receive money from a goy, right? What happens if you receive a check from a goy? It says, "Call me now, offers. What you should do with it? Should you return it? Should you not return it?" But says the Ramah, there's a halacha that if a goy gives money towards a building, towards a Beis HaMedrash, towards a yeshiva, you're allowed to receive the money and you can use it towards a building a shul. Okay. As I state in Ramah, so if anyone's out of money for building, you can actually go and approach Goyim and ask them for donations. As I state in Ramah. Says the Shach, my Umehai Mahai, why is it that when it comes to building a shul and a building a Beis HaMedrash, a Chveis Yeshiva, we can use the money from a Goy to build a Beis HaMedrash, whereas when it comes to be Mefarnes Aniyim, you have a poor person, no, you're not allowed to use the money for poor people. Says the Shach, do you know why? Because giving money to poor people it atones. It gives kaporas avonis. How dare we give kaporas avonis to goyim? We can't use the money that the goyim give to aniyei Yisrael. As we state in the first Shulchan Aruch, we're not going to allow that. We got some machlokes Shulchan Aruch. Ramah, should we give it back? Should we give it to the goy? To goyish poor people, but we're not going to allow money to be given to poor aniyei Yisrael. Masha ein kein, if it's going to a binyan. Okay, so it's for Hashem, it's to show Hashem, but there's nothing to do with, it's not going to be Mefarnes Aniyei Yisrael. So as long as it's Mefarnes Aniyei Yisrael, it's Kaporas Avoinas, and it's Mechapa, the fourth point of what the Torah is saying, that it's Mechapa, it's got a Koyach of Kapora, and therefore I find it quite a powerful halacha not to use the money for Aniyei Yisrael, because that Posha Mechapa, they ask, there's a lot of tshuvas about this, at least how can we receive money from the government? On that they say, how can we receive money from the government? On that they say, because the government aren't giving specifically the Tzoricha Yisrael, they're giving for any person who's poor Be'ezim. And also they have Tshuva, the Tshuva Sfarim, they're full of it, at least the German in Germany, they wanted to give Pitzuyim, they wanted to give compensation for those who went through the war. So there's a Ganser Tshuva, the Tshuva Sfarim, they say Poshut, it's not because they're poor, it's Poshut for a thing that they had. The Nakuda is, sorry? It's a guilty feeling, but they're giving it not because you're poor. They're giving it to anyone who went through such a saga. That's what they're giving the money. So it's not specific. It doesn't fall into the issa. I always say it's an issa to take money from a goy. So what's that? Because a person who acts like a rishus, then we don't want to provide them with such a grisa kapora. I think it's quite a powerful halacha. You see, halacha in Shulchan Aruch, halacha in Ramah, you can't allow the money to be distributed to Aniyei Yisrael because it's giving kaporas of it.
But coming
back,
if a yid gives to a yeshiva,
would
they not get kapora?
Sorry, a yeshiva? You mean for Aniyei Yisrael?
No.
For a binyan. There's no kapora in a binyan. It's a great samayla. But the kapora comes from giving aniyim. Stocker equals giving to poor people. Nothing else. When you give, we'll see in Mitzvah Hashem, there's a lot more other things going on. But the tzedakah equals poor people. That's really stocker. People like to put everything together. Tzedakah is for this charity. The ma'isa stocker is aniyei Yisrael. That's the kapora. giving to yeshiva for the building is like a carbon, it's a great sinyonim, but it's not the same. It's not the same as stoka. It's got manzer chesron in each of them, but we'll have to deal with each one. Which one? Sadaka?
No, that's
it's not so clear. So each one's got its own credits. Each one's got its own credits. Sorry? Poshe Yisrael also, Shuvim Mechaz Yitzchak, not to receive money, not to do a Tanai Sachas Vulun. You don't want to get it from a person, not Shuvim Mechaz. We can't allow them to have the Zechus of what's going on in Torah. We can't allow. I think it's just a very powerful halacha. We'll see even a bit detail. Again, the point that I'm bringing over here is a Mefurish Ramal that says very clearly that you can't, I've said it enough times, that you can't use the money to Ani Yisrael because of Mechafa. Rabbi Yisai, that's the fourth thing he says. And the fifth thing that the Torah is Makdim Hilchas Stoker to say, that is, it's matzil mimoves. It saves from death. Again, it doesn't say an amount you have to give. A 50 pence, a person was mekayim the mitzvah of stock, he gave 50 pence, give a pound. That mitzvah has got a zechus in a way that's matzil mimoves. And the Gra famously says on stock or tatzil mimoves, he's got a lotion, a one-liner, another one-liner. Look at the Gaon. He says, Moyel yoysa mikol dava. Stock helps more than anything. Shematzil af mimoves. Ve'ein moyel bo'olam yoysa mizeh. There's nothing that's going to help as much as stockers. Powerful line of the Gaon. I think it's, again, in these things, once we have it in our bones, we'll see what was going on. Rabbi Yisai, this story is brought in every Sefer. Litzvish, Chassidish, Chavos Chaim brings it, Chaim Kineski brings it. This is a story brought down in Avoster Nosson, in Avoster Nosson, a Mashunadigah story. Listen to this. Meiser v'chosid echov. A very choshev person. He used to give stockers 50 pence a pound. He used to give stockers. He went on a ship. Nichnas l'svina. You open the back of Masech Zavid Zazor. You'll see the story. He went on a ship. And on the sea, bo haruach v'tova, sefinosoi bayom. And his sefina, his boat, was drowning in the sea. Rabbi Kiva, he testified what happened. He saw there was a storm, and he saw that this person was drowning in the sea, and he saw this person, he's not with us anymore. As Kedei Kach, Rabbi Kiva knew who the wife was. He came to Beis Din, and he wanted to testify that the wife is mutter to get married. Like the halacha tells us, a eid echad is not usually neman. But to be matter an aguna, to be matter a person, a ish asish, that we're going to allow Eid Echad. Rabbi Kiva came along to Beis Din, and he was about to testify in front of Beis Din, that you should know, what I saw, this person died, it's Maim Shein Lohem Seif, the Alok is, Maim Shein Lohem Seif, there's no practical reason that we should think that he should have escaped such a scenario. So Rabbi Kiva was about to stand up. He was about to stand up. Achabo Oiseh Ish, in walks in, at the same time walks in that man. Omad the follow, and he stands in front of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, "Beni, loy ata hu shatavata bayom. Is it not you that you drowned in the sea?" Omalehen. Rabbi Kiva wasn't happy with that. Nechaz Eidas. He believed he's Neman. I saw this. You know Neman. Omale mihal. How do you know this? How do you know that? How do you know that you got to mihal chomin ayom? Who saved you? Bechaya, I'm Neman. So he had to explain himself. There's a story. Tzedakah sha'asisi ha'nisani min hayom. The tzedakah that I gave, that's matzil min hayom. He said, how do you know? Amalai, when I went down to the bottom of the sea, the Mokka Metzula, Shamati, I heard the koil rash godl, that each wave was saying to another, roots of an aloha ish, run away, let this person be saved. Because he is rogil bit stoker. He always used to give stoker, he used to give constantly stoker. But Oysashah, Posach, Rabbi Kiva was so taken aback, and he said, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, if Shteit and Posach, Utstoka Tatsum, Mimavis, the Murdig and Maisa, which is brought down, Alasvarim, whatever safe you bring it, you'll see the state, a story brought in the office of Nosan, I think it's the Murdig, exactly. Basically, it's a life insurance, but it's a life insurance which the Shulchan Aruch himself says it doesn't cost you. Because Shulchan Aruch says in the next Sif Beis, now we're moving on to Sif Beis, Shteit and Sif Beis. La oilam ein other mani min hatstoka. A person doesn't become poor from it. As they state in Shulchan Aruch, it's not some handiger. And the Maisa Shulchan Aruch state meforash that a person doesn't become poor. So really, it's a life insurance which doesn't cost you. Those are the things that we find in Rishonim, in Gemaras, and that's interesting. Just to take into account as a Hakdama, La Maisa, when you open the page in Shulchan Aruch, there's two final, very brief nekudas that you'll see in Birkei Yosef. One is more interesting nekuda. The Chida writes. The Birkei Yosef, Chida writes, He says that a person should try and be mekayim this inyan every single day. Every single day that passes, you should try and be mekayim this asaka. That's what you'll see in America. Just recently, they started this dailygiving.com. You heard of this? Dailygiving.com? Everyone gives $1 a day. They've got thousands of people on it. And every day, they give another institution 15,000, I think they're up to 17,000 now or something like that. So there's a musig where, and they're busy advertising. What can they advertise in Halacha? They can advertise the Birkei Yosef. You open the Shulchan Aruch, the first siman in Hilchos Taka, the Birkei Yosef, right? Oh, okay. That's the hitch. Exactly, that's the hitch. Stocker really is giving to the Aniyim, so you have to have that plan. That's the first Nekudah, that's really the hitch to the Birkei Yosef. Birkei Yosef is talking about Mitzvah Stocker, so you have to know if it's Nechon Stocker. And then there's another Nekudah which is more Hoyach in Yonim, which is more Api Kabbalah, also Birkei Yosef in Shulchan Aruch. And then we have to read again to Halacha Lemaisa, that the Birkei Yosef writes, every time a person, he brings Arizal, every time a person does a Mitzvah, he pons filling, he says Shema, every Mitzvah you do, there's a certain oyer that comes onto a person. Again, we're not going to be Marach on this, but he says it only lasts for a day. But with tzedakah, he's mekabel from the Arizal, it lasts the whole week. A person gives a 50 pence and a pound. He gives tzedakah, the oil stays on him a whole week. But tzedakah yomet is lowered by tzedakah state, it lasts longer. And therefore the oil stays on the person for the whole week. Okay, these things are just born. We have to move on to the halacha l'maisa. And that is that's something which is very, very geshmak. I'll just throw in, I can see already we're running out of time. I'm going to throw in one point. What I want to do is, I want to start off the Hilchos Stocker by going through a person's day and see how Stocker can affect the day. And the Moshe, let's start up from when a person wakes up in the morning, he comes to shul, he's on his way to shul. I'm assuming no one's going to knock on his door before Shacharis, depending on what time you wake up. But the Maisa, you wake up in the morning, you go to shul, and the Maisa, you want to know, you're about to start davening. There's one halacha relevant to Hilchos Stocker, which is brought in Shulchan Aruch, San Hilchos Stocker and San Hilchos Tefillah, which is Toyif Litin Stocker Lefnei HaTefillah. There's a Maila brought in Shulchan Aruch and Rishonim and Gemara to give Stocker before, give it 50 pence a pound, whatever it is, to give Stocker before Tefillah, because the Tefillah has got a Koyach to bring up the Tefillah. It's Maila the Tefillah. There's a Loshna Posuk, it's a quite well known Posuk, which they washed in Posuk, going to get to. Haloi Paris, Laura of Lachmecha, Oz Tikra, then you can call. Hashem Yane, Hashem will listen when a person gives Stocker before, that's like a brought down. So I think the first Makudah is that even if no Anim in front of you, you just got a chance to give Stocker before Tefillah, that you Makam a Sif and Shulchan Aruch. And, well, again, Tzedakah is, again, it's interesting, Rav Chaim's asking, what happens to Stocker? Stocker was saying, let's define Tzedakah, poor people. That's exactly what it means. And the Maaseh, the post can say to the Mekayim this, if a person's got, let's say, there's an Oitzah Sfarim or something, it's not clear that it's included in the Stocker, and therefore Tzedakah would mean Taka to give it to the Kupa, Kupa to show Stocker for the poor people. That would be Mekayim, a mitzvah, a Shulchan Aruch, to give Stocker before Tefillah. That's number one. Rabbi, tomorrow, Mr. Shem, we've got more practice.